There was a time when people loved postcards of local train stations. They were often the beating heart of towns and villages, and people were proud of them. In Norfolk and Suffolk, we have had, and still have, several talented people who write about our long-lost railways. Back in 1991, Mike Hanscom and Philip Stanley wrote Norfolk's Railways, Volume 1, The Great Eastern Railway, a portrait of old picture cards. They were a great double act, and Philip from Wyndham published a collection of great books featuring old postcards looking at Norfolk life over the years. This little beauty of a book tells us how railways came late to Norfolk. With no coal and no major industrial centres, the county held little allure for early promoters. It was not until 1844, by which time trains connected London with such far-flung centres as Liverpool and Newcastle, that our first railway opened for business, a modest 20-mile stretch between Norwich and Yarmouth. It was not isolated for long. The Norwich to Brandon Company soon opened up in the southwest of the county. Lines started to radiate from Lynn, and Norfolk was the last emerging from the stagecoach era. By 1862, the Great Eastern Railway came into being from an amalgamation of other companies. The locals were using trains for business and pleasure, and so did holidaymakers heading to Norfolk coastal resorts. The system was at its peak mostly between 1905 and 2025, when the postcards in this book were published. Back then, the local station was a vital local institution and social centre, and people were proud to buy and send cards published by the railway companies. The illustrations include numerous stations, locomotives, staff, and detailed maps. The book can still be bought. Local history at its best.